In this last week of the course, you're given the opportunity to develop your own conceptualization, a nice word, of early world history. As you finish this course, you have completed your study of the world over the course of 5,000 years, an enormous span of time. You might prompt yourself to consider the following questions. What changed and what did not change in the world? Did just the material externals of life change, or was there really a fundamental change in the nature of human society and human relationships? The essay question for the final exam is a truly wonderful question. A prominent publishing company has contacted you about the possibility of writing a new textbook for the first semester History of World Civilizations course, a potentially very lucrative undertaking. The company requires a short description of the proposed project that includes a possible table of contents, an overview of the purpose of the book and what will be unique about it, a rationale for the book's organization, and an explanation of the key themes to be developed. I have deliberately chosen this broad question to give you the opportunity to develop your own interpretation of early world history, and there are a number of possible approaches to take in developing your answer to the question. Please note that your proposed chapters do not necessarily have to be in chronological order.